Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 232, and I'm joined by an old United, can I call you a legend?
Oh, you can, I suppose.
who ran. Tell me a little bit about yourself for people who don't know.
Yeah, so the Red 11 chat list started originally back in 1995. It was took on a few different names, changed domain a few times, but eventually settled on our red11.org site. Do it with Barry Leeming. It's been going since 95. And yeah, it's just been a long time since I was able to be back here.
But you're 22 years.
Yeah, 22 years. Yeah, since I made the 2001-2002 season.
How do we even describe what has happened in that period?
Oh, so much has changed. So much has changed. Yeah.
But walking past, obviously, not much in terms of the aesthetics of the ground.
Quite a bit has changed. I mean, the clock's moved. It's been built up quite a bit at the front. Obviously, the main structures like the bridges and things are the same. But
where do you stand on Old Trafford, its future?
Well, that's a good question. I think it seems to me like there's a momentum to build beside it, right? Seems like people want to take it down. I hope that it would be able to just be refurbished and stay where it is. That to me, it would be a shame to lose the history.
I
hope that it could. They'd be able to do something to figure out how they could keep it where it is.
How does it feel coming back?
It's must emotional.
You can tell. And home.
A long time. Yeah.
Because I can't, the internet, before it went batshit crazy, before everything, there were just lists on old dial-ups, and that's how you connect with people. I met a number of people on your list.
Yeah, it was tough for us, being in Toronto, tough for us to get information about what was going on in the club, and so that's why I opened up and found like different chat lists, and people were having a hard time getting together, so that's when there was a list that was set up actually out of Indiana, C.P. Chia, if you remember him, out of the University of Indiana, and he started it originally. And then when he left, I sort of took it over, and Barry and I put a list together, and that's still going.
And so, you had some lunatics on it.
Yeah, well,
in the best
sense.
There's
always lunatics, right?
There were arguments, but they'd always heal. Yeah, well, that's that. Even
if
cavemen have been fighting over things, that doesn't change on lists and things like that. But that's the great, united opinions. Yeah. If you can have, and the lovely thing in like, there were certain points, 99, where the lists would meet up, Barcelona,
have a
drink with each other, so you can connect with real people. It's like it's a different world to now, where you can in a second connect with someone. You know what they look like. You know half their shit, but it's a softer time. It's a kinder time, I think. I don't know. During the war. So it's that Uncle Albert in me that comes. And so you're here with your daughter, and your name is?
I'm Catherine. Hi.
And how is this your first of it?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel excited. I'm glad to know a bit more about what my dad was doing before I came about. And this is something I haven't seen before, really. I've been to Leafs games, which is a fraction of the scale of this, and the community here is just so much more rich and vibrant from what I've seen.
Yeah.
I haven't been in the stadium
down
yet.
With your dad across the forecourt.
It's definitely something.
Yeah, we don't have anything.
This must
similar
be something
to
you've dreamed about,
bringing one of my kids here, for sure. And that was one of the reason why we're here today, because she wanted to come. So when she expressed an interest, that's all I needed to get approval from my wife to come.
And you know how big the game is. Scousers. You got all the songs sorted? Within reason, Dad?
Yeah.
So what's the prediction?
Well, I think it's going to be a tough day, but I think we'll get through 2-1. That's
fine. Agreed.
Well, I was feeling, your name is a good old mate?
Barat.
And what do you think?
Of what?
Today. Yes. Well, just everything. Are you confident?
Yes. I think I'm confident. They're going to win and it's not going to rain.
I was feeling it this morning, a bit doom laden, and then I think, fuck it, we didn't lose last season, we're a better squad, I hope we'll find that out over the course of the season. Let's bring it on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Lovely to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
It's really nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So that was seeing an old friend who pre-internet, that's a lovely part. Right, can I get a hate of the week out? It's a self-loathing hate of the week.
I've got so many.
Right, so I love Marmite.
Hello,
I'm not, hello, it's Nathan, it's Nick, it's Liverpool. It's Ben, it's Zayden, and it's the big one. And we're trying to make it quick, but I have always self-loading at the best of times. But I'm a big Marmite fan. So the other day I had a bagel with Marmite for lunch. I thought, this is revolutionary. You know, just like it. Had it. An hour later, 2 hours later, I had to pick Albert up from somewhere. I walked out. People I knew, saying hello to, were looking at me weird. I got back home. I had a big Marmite moustache. I met a good 6 or 7 people where I was actually talking in the street about general shit. And they were all looking, and I thought, well, I know I'm a knob. They look at me like generally.
Excellent. But no,
what do you say to someone who's got a huge mama? Anyway, right, can I quickly get on? Got so much to cover.
Nick's got a reason why he was late today.
Well, why were you late? The plastic bag wash.
It's the weekly plastic bag wash, and I missed the tram by a minute. But I was washing it out.
No, you are joking.
No, and it's on the line. I missed the tram by 1 minute. Your and a 16-minute tram wait.
This can't run on. You've got the plastic bag on the line.
Yeah, it's on the line.
Why not do it on a Friday night if you can have a plastic day?
Well, I looked at the tram times and I thought.
Yeah, but why not clean your plastic bag on a Friday? At the end of the week,
Friday
rather than.
It's a Sunday. It's right. A Sunday morning.
I can't. Literally. The person who gave us a bad rating for Sancho, and it will be the plastic bag gate, or just whatever listeners we had. Right, can I say, I try and see the middle ground at the best of times as I get older, and try and reason, because I always maintain United fans shouldn't be falling out, and you get on with each other. If you actually had a pint and you agreed and had a hug, you wouldn't fall out if you met people most of the time. We've got a tiny proportion of dickheads, but most of us, you just disagree. I disagree myself. So, last week, Brighton, I can understand the view that, yes, it was better, but equally, I did not get it's the second game of the season, you know, let's give them time. Because it's not the second game of the season, even though it is, because it's Erik ten Hag's third season. So we've got to be doing better. The defending was on everyone. It is on the players, but equally, we've conceded a lot of very bad goals. So there were positives. I didn't think the first half, I know I maybe terrible was too strong a word, but when you have one shot on goal, that is not a good, you know, it's a decent United away. We're limiting ourselves with our ambition there. It was better, there are signs. I think the squad is better. I think the transfer window is better. I would have liked a striker. We're doing rational things. But Erik, rightly, as you read in the editorial, give him this season, but you haven't got long to be doing Brighton's. No, but you haven't. So I could see both points of view of Brighton, that yes, it was better. Forgetting their goal, which I've watched, you know, the cup final, I don't want to let it go, don't let the cup final go. And I'm so grateful we won the cup final. Still, I wake up thinking, thank God, imagine City are going to win it a fifth time. Haaland has scored more goals than our strikers already this season, it had been a year. So thank fuck we won the cup final, but we have to move on. And you have to say, there were fault lines that were similar in away defeats and performances last week as well. So I'm stuck in the middle. I'm much more buoyed by seeing Reds today thinking, fuck them, we can beat them. Change the dynamic. I'm really pleased with Ugarte. I like Matsurahi's performances. I think Dalot didn't tell. But Martin, the lad who, you know, sometimes writes for us, he said, I didn't think in year 3 of Ten Hag we'd be going, Rashford, we're frustrated with his performance levels, Dalot was caught short, and Maguire was iffy. And I thought Maguire was better, but you know, I got what he was saying, that we knew all this, you know, so you're not telling us anything revelationary. What we will find out, you can have all the rows in the world, we will find out in the next month what United are this season. We can't start badly. What I dread is if we had a bad result today, you go in Southampton, who will be relegated. You can't not win at Southampton. You can't not win at Palace. Then you're playing chase up, and I don't want to be playing chase up. I was very torn last week. Hello, Nick.
Hi. To be honest, I kind of agree with what you're saying. I didn't really think that the Brighton game was that bad, if I'm being honest. I thought we looked quite well organised, out of possession, which has been what the major problem has been for the last couple of seasons for this team. It has been that bad. Oh, he's gone. It's been that bad. I think that we look more structured out of the ball. We just got undone by two moments of madness, which we know this squad's capable of. And it's easy to scapegoat Maguire. And do you think he should have done better for both goals? Well, I don't think he was on this pitch, was
no,
it, for
he?
For the second
on the
one.
Pitch. But no, but the substitution did
it. It was all a bit strange, really, wasn't it? And I think we're still going through the same mistakes as of what we have. And not that I want to agree with Nathan about this point, because I do think we should keep Eric. But as he did say after it was, well, what do you expect to change if you're not changing the manager and you're not changing a lot of the personnel? You're going to get a lot of these same mistakes.
Well, he needs to bring on the new players now. You know, like we know what's going to happen with the old players. And I like Maguire. But what I will say is, I thought, and Shearer, you know, gonad head, I have so much hatred and issues over decades with him. But I watched Match of the Day. Two things. I was at my brother's for his 60th, so I didn't go last week. But my nephew is very football, loves it. So I watched quite a bit of football last weekend with him. Two things from it. The criticism from Shearer was totally reasonable. You're offside, Rashford.
Yeah.
So many times. We've been saying it for years. That was, and for Eric to say, hit out at Shearer, I hope that was Eric saying, I'm really pleased Shearer said that. Because it's outside the United bubble of, you know, us all arguing about Rashford. It was someone who knows how to score goals, and he was telling Rashford where to be. And, you know, whether the opinion about you don't teach it, but the other side is, I watched teams I wouldn't have wanted to watch last weekend. And their organisation levels, we're like, well, yeah, Mount for half an hour is doing this. But I lost count of how many times Rashford, you're not where you should be. Delay, you're not where you should be. And sadly, one thing on this lot, I hated myself for doing it, but I did watch a bit of them. And they came back as a team and were very good at that. Maybe I'm totally wrong and we'll fucking shut them up today. But I thought, isn't that what we should be doing here? Isn't that... So I'm... Sorry, I'm sounding like more critical, but you can't fucking concede. You know, the amount of times I've watched that goal, you cannot concede a goal like that. And we do concede goals.
At any level, though. It's not even for United, though. That is at any level.
No, I agree. Like, I didn't properly watch it last week because I was working away at Leeds Festival, but I did annoyingly put it on for the last, like, few minutes and then abruptly turned it off when they scored. But, like, you know, I don't want to be the critical one, but like you say, like, it's the same mistakes again that are happening, and at what point do you admit that those mistakes are always going to happen with the same people running the show? Do you know, like, he's, and like you're saying about poor offsides and stuff, and that's coaching, that's them being coached. And I know we've brought new people in, you know, we've brought Rude in, we've brought other people in, but it just feels like it's the same as last season.
We've got to get a goal,
you know, like Fulham, we only just won that, like, that before we scored that goal at the end of that game against Fulham. I was sat there conceded, like, here we go, we're not going to score it, it's going to be 0-0.
And we've only scored two, you know, that's a deep, I wish we'd got a striker. But I am happy with our business. It seemed well thought out. It seemed we got the people we wanted to get. It seemed intelligent structure, you know. So all the piss takes about Woodward. I will say, like, on the Xerxes, he looks quite good with his touch. Great. Only United could have a goal disallowed for that. Well, but we've cried out for a striker. Get in the end in that area, so brilliant. He will score if he's like that. He will score five or six goals this season. So I'm all for where he was.
I'm not with Chris.
No, yeah. No, in that area. I'm saying so. Yeah. There are. I like Xerxes' touch,
and
it's horrible. Sorry, Nathan. I'm on one. But for Mount,
just fuck off, Nathan.
No, but for Mount, I feel sorry for the thing. But I much prefer Bruno when Mount has been playing, and I hope Xerxes up top. And that might be the only change, or we might get Dalit in. But I really want to see Bruno behind Dalit. Sorry, Nathan.
No, I was just going to say, like, you know, that was a very, very freak goal, like, disallowed goal, wasn't it? I don't think I've ever seen that happen before, really.
So I feel like he went for it. Everyone keeps saying that he didn't go for it. I think his natural instinct is to go for the ball.
Of course. And
he wasn't,
you know,
trying to move out of the way. He brought his knee up and it came off it. I don't think he realised.
But I think
he
was just sliding in, hope, just in case Garnacho didn't touch it, wasn't it? So, you know, that was a free. And, you know, if it wasn't for that, we could have gone on and won the game, you know. And but it just feels like we never get the rub of the green in terms with, like.
No, that is only United.
It does feel like.
But we can't have
that. That doesn't
our,
make it.
You know.
That makes it.
We get on
acceptable
to
with what happened
things
at the
like
end.
That after the game. Like the Rashford thing, what I was saying is, he called it stupid, Derek. But I think none of us like criticism. None of us. The whole world is, you know, like, I can't imagine anyone likes taking criticism on board. But it's a one time you think, it's human nature not to like it. Take it on board. Listen to what he was saying there. Be on side. You know, like, he has been a bit more. Hey, how are you doing?
You're right.
Yeah. Right, on the pod, give us a prediction.
2-1 United.
Right, there's a lot of 2-1s about.
Is there?
Yeah, a lot of 2-1s.
I'm still sticking with 2-2.
Right, thanks. So last week, are we talking bollocks or do you disagree?
No, I totally agree with you. But just on the offside thing as well, Van Nistelrooy was the master, I think, of timing his runs in behind. You know, playing on the shoulder of the last man. If I was Marcus Rashford, I'd be asking that Rude, listen, give us a little bit of advice, just on the last shoulder maybe, you know. The amount of times that Rashford gets caught offside is criminal for
and
a professional footballer. But then again, he's not the only one really
to
counterbalance that argument. Ahmad was offside a couple of times as well, and you're thinking, come on lads, let's be watching our line here, you know. So I just think maybe we just tap in a little bit to Van Nistelrooy, you know. We can't expect Van Nistelrooy to do it all himself. Maybe players should be themselves going up to Rune and saying, listen, I keep being offside here. How did you do it? Yes, I know the offside rules have changed and the laws changed since Van Nistelrooy played, but he's a very, very clever footballer with a very clever footballer in mind. I might be able to just give him a couple of advice or two just to play.
The one is like, we have seen, sorry, I'm going to use the terms hate from the early part of the Magpie, the Mag. Passages of play have been better. There are passages of play in every game we've played this season from Charity Shield where you think with 20 or 30 moves, that's good. But what my criticism is, we've got to be pacier, we've got to be tougher, we've got to be harder, and we've got to show it earlier. And that's it. And it's on there. You know, I really hope we're all somewhat glad he's here, but now's the time. It's the third season, so it's not second game. It's the third season is the way I'm looking at it. Now's the time. Come on. You know, like Liverpool 2 years ago, that sort of kicked on after the Brentford. We've got to, it's not just kick on today, it's like, we need to have 6-7 games now. Come on, we're Manchester United, we're signing these players. They want to come here, De Ligt, Ugarte, they want to come here. Matsurai, they're big names. Come here now, do it. I'm not putting up with another shit show.
The devil's advocate is, we've signed big names before. You know, we signed Casemiro, we signed Varane, we've signed bigger names arguably than the ones that you've just said, and it still hasn't happened.
But then we see, like, the thank God, you know, whoever suggested Varane give him another year, do you see he's out, he's not even in their bloody squad.
Well, that was me,
sorry,
really,
but
you did get injured. I think the thing is though, on the name front though, you've got to look at players like De Ligt at Juve and Bayern, Mazraoui at Bayern. They're coming on a step up though. I mean, I know they're still big names and I know they're not the level of, like, you know, Ugarte. We're a step up. I know PSG are in terms of a bigger club. Bigger step up.
We have dragged players down though, and then they become disinterested. You hope that's what the scouting is. We're not signing these players who are just here for the payday anymore. You know, and I argue I don't think Casemiro is. I think Casemiro, so let's see what he's like today. I think he has lost it clearly, and Brighton, everything I said good about him at Fulham at home was done in, because he looks so slow and he's tackling.
Well, we disagreed about that at Fulham because I didn't think he did very well.
I thought I played well at Fulham. I did. I thought
but
I
you can't have a one in, one out. You know, we've had enough of that. This has got to be the year that we. Everything's moving, momentum. We've got to garner it. You know, that's what I'm saying. So anyway, fuck it, Scousers. Ahmad's goal drifting in. I can't hark back to yesteryear. It's today that counts. Come on, beat them, do them. Yeah.
Are you confident?
Now I'm with my red brethren. Yeah.
Singular or plural? The sound is singular.
Right. Predictions. I'm going. Fuck it. 3-2.
Wow. 2-2. All the way.
1-0.
Us.
2.
Yeah.
Think we'll keep a clean sheet?
No,
I can't see us scoring more than one goal either.
Yeah, we could get two. We could get like a fluky penalty or.
Well, striker, get a striker. Why didn't we get a striker? No.
Come on.
2-1. 2-1, Zayden.
2-1.
The one thing, we'll debate Brighton, that'll go because we'll move on to the next game. The one thing we can all agree on, Ineos didn't really 100% back him, and they're not going to wait. So it's Eric, it's now or never, mate. I'm saying this as an Eric, you know, supporter. It's now or never, okay?
You don't think you backed him?
Fuck. come on, mate. They were talking to, you know, they were talking to Tuchel. They gave him the most.
Well, there's that, but they still managed to sign Dalot and Mazraoui to these ex-players.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, though, isn't it? They must back him a little bit because they signed two of his players. He definitely specifically requested them. So it's not like it's like they must have maybe not backed him at first, but then when they decided they were keeping with him, they've obviously gone behind him. And,
I thought they've had
a better transfer window than what I was expecting.
They are players that we signed.
I think that once they decided they were keeping him, they backed him.
I don't mean in terms of transfers, because I think they would. These are the targets probably they would have identified anyway. He didn't want to sell Matt Tominay, and we'll get on to. He didn't want to sell Matt Tominay, so I think they're making now decisions without him, which is great, which is what we said. But I don't think they they were pushed in the corner. We won the cup final, and Tuchel backed out, and I think we'll see. You know, like, and it's not. It's just. Albert said to me yesterday, when are we going to win the league? And I know that takes 8 years, but...
I don't want to go down that rabbit hole of when we're going to win the league. I'll leave that one there. That can fall on deaf ears. I just want to see some effort and some fight. I was leaving the house on the way here before, after I'd washed my bag. I said to the missus, I was like, I ate today. And she was like, why? I was like... I just hate the fact that I've got to be near 3,000 Scousers. It's the worst fixture of the year. And I know this is controversial. I'm not even that ecstatic when we beat them. I'm just relieved that the day is over and I don't have to think about them again for another few months. I hate them that much, I can't even look at them. I can't turn my head to the left when they're in there. I usually quite like having a bit of a look at the away fans, but I just can't do it when they're in. I don't know what it is. I just want to get out, get this game over with, know the results, I can go home.
That's what I like when we go to Anfield.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, I'm like that. We've got downfield. Can't stand it. It's a shithole, and then just want to get the match over and then go home.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Not think about it. It's an awful day.
I look forward to a little bit more because obviously we're at the Stretford end, so we're the opposite end to them, so we're not hearing as much. We're not.
We just need
to make sure we keep them quiet.
You've got to score first, haven't you? That's the key.
Jeez.
But this is
and not concede straight away either.
Yeah, not in the first 5 minutes or something. These are the games that you kind of want you somebody for them, aren't they? You know, to open the scoring like you did last year. You kind of need someone like that for it, don't you? But
I agree. Barney's chatting someone up again, so we're just waiting for him. He'll cut this out.
He won't.
He will.
He will.
He says he will, but he won't.
Right. So he's slagging me off.
No, we stop then. So.
No, but I think everything. I've not.
And we're back
and
in
I'm
the room.
I'm saying this is a massive Man U madman. I just want him to do well, but I don't let. These are. This is me and you having a pub argument. I just don't think, if we're shit by December, he's gone. You're not disputing that. And
no,
I'm
going
to want
no,
that
no,
to
okay.
happen. I just want Manchester United to be. What I want us to be is, you see a certain fan, you know, the fan today, we're all like, come on. You want to see that on the pitch, but I don't want to just see it today. I want to see it every game.
Well, I was going to say that.
And the 90th
say,
minute but... against Brighton, I'm sick and tired of conceding those goals.
We won the FA Cup final. It was against City. You know, like we do tend to get up again in the big games, but it's the smaller ones that we seem to struggle with.
We've got very serious, haven't we? Really, sorry, that's on me. But it is what it is.
Do you look forward to this fixture?
I hate it this early in the season. I said to Bill, I don't like it this early. I like building up to it and knowing we're sort of right. But I hated it. I can remember being shit. But then we had sort of, because Atkinson had such a good record, the three all cigars, Strack and Smoke, you know, fuck off, you'll never beat United, It was just a joy, you know, like to do then. But I can remember in the 90s, we were winning everything, dreading it. There was a great one when Steve McManaman got sent off, and, you know, like you could properly laud it, but we're not going to be 4-0 up today. They're the games I like when we're 4-0 up.
You can always hold.
But getting the anger, we've had so, last season was great. But we've had so many horrendous ones against this. Those three last season, one was a dire draw, you know, and two draws, so in the cup. They don't offset how bad we've been at their gaff. And I want United to... I want us to be favourites in the next 2 or 3 years going to Anfield. I've had enough of us.
I don't know about that.
Well,
I don't think you're going to get that anytime soon.
For fuck's sake, we're Manchester United.
The frustrating thing is that
we've had enough cultural changes, resets. Come on now.
I know it's been only a couple of games, but
that sounded like a school teacher.
Frustratingly, they look right. They look good.
We've got to start with selling the new manager.
I can't believe, Barney, that I'm trying to talk
sorry,
again,
mate.
And you're just trying to cut me off.
Sorry.
No, I'm right. done now.
Sorry, go on.
No, I'm done.
Sorry,
let's go and sell. Come on.
Come on, Nathan.
No. Hate of the week is you.
I hate myself. I hate myself most weeks, though. So there's a double black hole of hating myself turn, and it's done. Right, prediction.
1-1.
Nathan, have you got a prediction again? No, I'm taking it. Sorry, I just did a joke. Take the mic off him. Right, love you all. Come on, United. Grim, familiar. No slamming down the pints. I do owe Nathan apology. It was a bit because we're setting up the mag, and I didn't I get giddy, obviously, at the best of occasions to take the mic off him. So I'm going to give him some space when we finish these pints. I didn't. That wasn't intentional, but joking apart. But grim, familiar. I hate myself, but then I don't, because there's part of me that always gets giddy most matches. I don't want to have the feeling of when it's really shit right at the end of a manager where you're going to get done, and you know you're going to get done. I always want to come to Old Trafford thinking, yeah, we're going to turn up. But I will say, in the privacy of our groups, I did say, even pre-Fulham, it wouldn't be surprising if we have a scabby win against Fulham and then we lose the next two. So I sort of saw this coming. We all saw that coming and we've seen it. There's been arguing about, of course, that's the wrong word, debate, isn't it? And we all want to just let it out. So, like, Canby appears, but like squabbling, it's not squabbling. But I said to Nathan and Coggy that it's not us who dictate what happens, but the crowd turned again today, the crowd turned back. And for all my, you know, I said, and I stand by this, and I'll always stand by it. What if? I wanted to see the conclusion to the Eric debate. Now, I'm not saying sack him, but what I am saying is, when Nathan made the point 9 games ago in a Palace, what's changed? There have patterns of, overall patterns of play I don't see, overall styles of play I don't see. I see better in terms of we have passed the ball 20 times in the Charity Shield, Fulham, Brighton. But they are just exceptions to the greater rule that they don't look coached, they don't look like a structure. We're seeing the same things. Rashford, you know, he's got a lot of stick on the way to the tram. I just think, you know, forget any hate and all that. Just, you should have gone for your best, and it should have been best for us. So, but so much of that team coaching is non-evident. You know, like, Casemiro's gone. I've tried to defend him over the above, beyond. You know, I thought Xerxes had a good, okay first 15 minutes or so. I thought Manu was all right, but we're really clutching at straws. And you cannot. You just can't. Because we're now at an international break with a doom. I think we are pretty all much accepted that what do we really honestly gut feeling think will happen. And we all, and JD's Lady Macbeth, I think we thought Eric might be gone by Christmas. It could happen sooner. I felt sorry for him for Swaves of last season. I'm not going to try and pick on him, but you got to do better. You, even with the injuries, the bad luck, but sometimes you bring the bad luck on yourself. You've got to have a basic level of fight and an actual steal against Liverpool at home. You're big, you know, the rivals. Where is it? And all right, last season, but we've had these days constantly against this lot. And yes, they're a better team, but better teams don't necessarily batter teams if you set them up right. It's just grim familiar.
I don't think player to player that they're that much better.
I don't think
anymore.
They played spectacularly. Oh, no, well, no. They didn't step up again.
I think the first half an hour, I feel like, you know, they scored the goal. We were very lucky with the one that was disallowed. But I think generally, I know we didn't create any chances, but it felt like we were controlling the game somewhat. And then two mistakes, two goals. Like, that's the difference in a way, that they had that cutting edge, that as soon as we made a mistake, they were on it. But it's just the same. Nothing's changed. And, you know, like, well, you know, what, well, you know, Matt, you know, we're not. Nothing's going to change until something changes, and nothing has changed.
So I don't know why anyone is surprised that it's exactly the same as it was last year.
I think we're none of us are surprised. I think we're just, we were really hoping.
No, I know. And you know, obviously
that
I
was
hoping,
really
hoping
it wasn't going to be.
It's, you know, like, if it wasn't, like I said in the group on the tram on the way in, like, if it wasn't for that one game, a one-off game in the FA Cup, he wouldn't be here now. And I think it's ridiculous, I said it at the time, I think it's ridiculous that they made this new regime of people above made a decision on his future based on one game. If we'd have lost that game, he would not be manager right now. And I think it's ridiculous that that was a decision that was made.
But then it brings my pre-match to Nick. You know, I don't think they properly, you know, it's not the money, and as Welsh Phil made the point after, it's now 500 million on his tab.
Well, I said
again,
that,
and then you think it feels like the doom of all the things.
Well, that, I said that, like, in the group on the way here, like, the vast majority of the starting lineup today is his team. Whether, you know, obviously whether it's like play, like obviously Maynou came through in that time and stuff, but there's not many people who started today who weren't signed by him, or do you know what I mean? So
Dallow
there's
and Rashford, that's about it.
Yeah, Dallow and Rashford, I think is that's it. The rest of it is him
and Bruno.
Yeah, the rest of it is him. So there's no excuses anymore.
No, though, I think you've got like an even the biggest support.
What you said before, though, because you said this game's too early, and it is, like, you know.
Do you think in a month's time it would have been any different?
Yeah.
The only thing that would have been different is that
Casemiro
wouldn't play in Ugarte,
but then he wouldn't give those two balls.
I said,
if we had to get something out of this game, is that we had to score first. Said that before the game, and went, if we don't score first, then we're going to lose. It's that simple. And the second goal was absolutely crushing. You sometimes can see one and you can maybe get a draw out of it, but as soon as that second goal went in, nobody thought we were going to win or get anything out of it.
The first goal was very reminiscent of the goal against Brighton.
Two at the back post.
Yeah.
No marking.
Yeah.
Again, so that comes
also
on the coaching.
Can I just say about that goal? Because I watched it back four times at half time, which is more than anyone should ever watch that goal back again. And I'd say who's just as bad as Casemiro for that, and it's De Ligt. Because he literally follows Martinez, and they both go mark the same player, and he doesn't look behind him and sees two players coming. I don't blame Masraoui, because when you've got possession from a defensive midfielder, you are naturally going to push up as
a
fullback.
He
he's
right.
Got a chance. He was fine today. I thought he was okay. And
Delight's
he then can't get back for it, but Jesus Christ, De Ligt was bad for that first goal.
We're just going
to
okay.
Like a match fix.
I worked a couple
how
of things.
Did you get here before me?
We rushed for the tram. We left it. I worked at, like, the Tony, because obviously he went for money. So, but my overall, I wanted a Tony. I'd have liked Tony without
talking
being.
Talking
out. No, but we missed a strike. I've just looked at the stats. It surprises me, because that's how a game, when you're at the game, I thought they battered us. They only had the same chances, three on target. But we're creating three. Was it last week two? Was it Fulham two? So seven chances in our opening three games. Same things with minus goal difference. And I know I'm saying this after three games, but the thing with McTominay, and we'll get onto that, and I jokingly, but we need to rant because I want to get Paul on it. But apparently the money, you know, because of, I don't want to mention all the fucking new ways, but we had to ship him out to then get Ugarte in. Mm-hmm. I think, I'm disappointed, because I think McTominay, he doesn't change the course of today, he doesn't change, but he'd fight. And we're so lacking in a basic level of fighting for that shirt.
I don't know.
We are, though, Nick.
I don't know.
Who fights for this?
Listen, I said this to Danny, because Danny made the same point during the game. He's been here enough, McTominay, to sit through when we got battered 5-0 off them and stuff like that. He floats by in those games. He just scored first in the cup game earlier on this season, or was it the league game, which everybody scored first in. He's not that good, is he? I think people are going to romanticise about how good McTominay was. He wasn't good enough.
Say,
they will, though.
You can't say that the club needs to have open heart surgery and he's not good enough, he's not good enough, he's not good enough, and just constantly going, oh, but not him.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But not him. It's like the likes of McTominay, Wan-Bissaka. Yeah, they're 6 out of 10 players. So you do get good performances out of him. But for every, you know, going on about McTominay's goal threat, what is it, 13 goals in 5 years or something? You know, it's like...
Probably top scorer.
I mean, it's...
No, I had a song,
30-odd goals in 8 years.
I had a song for you, so it's now time's probably not, but Gallows Humour, Scott McTominay, Everyone needs a good Scott McTominay. Everyone needs a good Darren Fletcher and a John O'Shea, because everybody needs that's the tune of Neighbours, but now's not the time.
It's not.
What do you make of today,
Paul? When is the time for that?
There'll be a massive overreaction, but I think I said to you a couple of days ago, we were texting, it's come too early for us, this game. Far too early. I know we got battered. It was worse than I expected, but I expected something like that, because we're a massive work in progress. There's still, despite the changes, and we shipped a load out, we brought half a dozen in, or four or five in, it's still not enough. You still, you know, we're starting with 10 men every game, every time they start Rashford. We know this. People will make excuses for him, and you'll get the same eulogising about the good moments he's had, and there's been many over the years. But
when was the last?
I'd already left at the point where there was the substitution where they took Garnacho off rather than him, and I was listening to it.
But
it sounded
Garnacho
like
had done. There was
no,
boobs.
Of course.
No, that,
yeah.
That's where the crowd had turned. Yeah. But Garnacho was shit today, so I wouldn't have disputed. No. But I would have. The thing, like, to Tony, I incredibly disappointed the greed of the man. I can't defend Casemiro anymore. But what I will say, I totally agree, because this is a process. Using that term, but it, in terms of, we have bought all these players, they will get time, I hope, you know, from the crowd. But the one man who isn't on this journey with them at the same pace is the manager, because he. We're now in the third season, and I get the early, we make the point it's too early, but some hungry teams with that momentum of that cup final, what is what I was hoping for, would go, bring this on, right, we go to that next level. And we're so lacking on so many levels. And what always scares me a little bit is new signings. This may sound like an overreaction, but new signings 3 games in look like they're bitten by it. Could be another new signing 3 years ago. They look exactly like that scared caught in headlights. And there was a point where Liverpool played with us again, like they have done, like a cat, where it could have been 4 or 5, and for some reason they just went no, because we looked shocked for 10 minutes. Then we sort of the lit Xhaka was the only thing that I can cling to as a, you know, like, which is
that tackle was fantastic, by the way. I think that definitely needs some airtime. Thought Manu had some nice touches, didn't he, really? To be fair, he looks like he really cares about it. Thought he was all right, really. Faded a bit in the second half. But my highlight of the day, after Dalit's sliding tackle, was just turning round to look, and I looked at Steve's face, and Steve just looked at me and just went...
That doesn't work on audit.
It's a rude... He's doing a rude sign.
But he just basically looked like he just was like... Like he wanted to have a giant bukkake with himself across the entire case stand, and it just made me laugh. I've got to admit, you shouldn't laugh when we got 2-0 down, but it did tickle me.
The one thing, like, I am overreacting.
Paul, no one was upset on my tram.
Really?
No one is upset on the tram.
Well, they should be.
Let me get me Guinness, and I'll show how upset I am.
They should be.
Call me intrigued.
We can't keep having days like this. If we say that, we can't.
We're going to have days like this.
Can I have a drink?
No, time.
John, get Guinness and I'll get one in a minute.
Do you want Guinness?
Yeah.
No, I'm a good mate. In our current state, we are going to have days like that. As I said, they're a good team. They're a really good team. And we aren't. So we just... To me, that today, it was a below par performance, but the result was... Not a shock, is it?
No, but that's what I find. Like, again, I get we're clinging to, like, periods where we have 20 passes once a half. But surely we've got to see more, better coaching, better staff.
That's what we are. It's half a dozen kids, half a dozen new signings, and also 4 or 5 who clearly still aren't good enough. And although we've like made changes and we've addressed things that we thought were, you know, were the priorities that needed addressing, it's still a mess. It's going to remain a mess. I think it will get better as the season progresses, but I just refuse to overreact. I expect to get.
Okay, but can you? Well, we've got. We've got to get at least 4 points in Southampton and Palace. We've got to.
Yeah.
Before Spurs.
I think the worst bit is now it's international break, and it's yeah. 2 weeks for them to stew over it.
One reader said, I don't know what
they're not stewing over it. No.
One reader said, we always had this first international break where there's just doom around it. And he said, how many years have we had that?
Yeah.
We've been to the top of the league 2 weeks ago. Chill out.
I've got the photo of the league table as a photo favourite for when Nick joked. We'll be looking at this April. Do you remember that 24 hours or 17 hours when we were Kieran and we had a Killian in Tipperary. That really kind words because sales weren't great today. So we had a good day against Fulham and they were terrible for, I don't know why. Obviously didn't sell after, but if you haven't bought the mag yet, you enjoy these, please do. I think we all got the best bit of business. The whole window for me was fucking Sancho going, because if he, imagine this with him polluting the fucking place out, stinking it out. I'm just delighted. Forget the knob being like, oh, message, you know, like Chelsea and say, can you do what you want to do? I'm so glad he's gone. I feel worried, Paul. I do feel worried again. I hate that. I know I'm overreactionary.
We're in for a season. I don't think it's going to be similar to last year, aren't we? We're not fighting for the title. We'll be aiming for top four and hopefully winning a cup. That's just.
But he doesn't sit.
Relaxed about it.
Yeah, but because you've got fucking four Europa League trips.
Only three books.
So there are three books so far. Podcast to follow.
Do you think he'll turn it around?
My gut feeling.
The music's suddenly been turned up, by the way.
Hell of darkness, my friend. My gut feeling was, honestly. No.
Nat King Cole's good, though, isn't it?
No. I didn't. But I really wanted him to get this chance, so we got conclusive. I really didn't want him after the cup final. I'll repeat it all season over. Thank fuck we got that cup final. Because otherwise I wouldn't want old Asda fucking Klopp, Tuchel with a carrier bag and ranting away at this lot. He'd have fallen out with them already.
Yeah.
Thanks. But
I'm not even angry because I'm I knew that this was going to be a thing. So I'm not angry. I'm obviously disappointed. But
I just feel gutted again.
I am gutted, but I'm gutted that they didn't have the balls to do something 2 months ago. Because this was always going to happen.
I will say, the McTominay video memories. They showed all the highlights over and over again. There's the goal that Nick ran off with my season ticket.
It's great.
Can you delete
great,
that off the McTominay memories? Apropos of nothing, I was going through old programmes. February 1979, Fulham FA Cup away. My mum went. And Pancho Pearson was coming back from injury and got another injury. And I really wanted to go, but it was a school night. She wouldn't let me. And I was 8. And the world seemed, and I was already coming up to Old Trafford most games, but Fulham seemed like, as a cockney, a world away. And I was like desperate. What was Fulham like? What was it like? Because you had pictures, you had nothing like, and I can vividly remember like her coming home and she was really upset that Pancho got injured again. And it was like, I just thought that innocence of not having everything accessible, like you knew where everything, I was like, what was it like? Describe it. And I came across an old clipping that my brother had cut out. And I just thought, I've got to keep this just because I can remember it. That 8-year-old me, it was just a nice memory. Mason Mount, I feel, can he change that story around? I just feel sorry for him. I know he got a lot of... But isn't it... This is where the Eric... Is he working him too hard or is he just suffering such bad luck that a player that never hardly got injured until...
It gets to a point where... There must be
suspicious. Yeah. You've got to be suspicious about it, haven't you? There's too many injuries now. Yeah. Too many. I think that Eric will feel that he really missed Mason Mount today.
from the way that he looked like he was going to set up against Brighton and Fulham and stuff, I really think that he would feel like he really could have done with him, and he would have started him today. There's no way that Xerxes would have started.
What do you think of Xerxes? I think he's got quite a good touch.
I don't mind him. I think he puts himself about. He's got a good touch. I think we're not gonna go into the striker thing again, but I think if we've also got someone on the pitch who's out and out up front, they work well together. I don't mind him. I generally thought you were
both, because this has gone on and on and on. You both weren't saying don't get a striker. You just said it wasn't going to happen.
We just said it's not going to.
Whereas
happen.
I was, if we don't, we're. But
yeah,
with the goal difference,
yeah,
that's
no,
where
we were never saying that.
No. The point was that we knew we weren't getting one. They dealt with it by signing Xerxes, and that was it. That's all me and Nathan were saying. It's great, we need him.
But what is football there? It can give you that final second, and then it can give you that Brighton second. And I'll be watching their one. I mean, like,
Barry, listen, don't worry about it. We're going to have Bill Bowles, but it's going to be fine. So, doesn't matter about...
Well, I've booked for Porto.
Yeah, that's
so, the good news about that is, because I've had to change my plans for around that time, is I'll be here for Barnsley at home.
Thanks.
So,
you got, because of the bad mag situation, you've got two games to sell out now, Nathan. I'm
sorry.
Can I have a rant about VAR? That it was, and the Bournemouth manager made a good point about this against Newcastle, because in my football weekend at my brother's last week, that he went, then the VAR is not supposed to intrude on a game, yet in a massive call with the handball doesn't ask the ref himself, the man who's there, to look at it. How wrong is that? And then let alone the Bournemouth Newcastle with a handball. VAR made that decision. It's scandalous. I've got a lot.
You need to watch less football, man.
And
please watch less football. And if watching Monday night doesn't make you want to watch less football, then
the strangle. No, but I don't usually watch that amount of football. But what I will, the fear I had, and I said it before the game, was how well coached Brighton. You know what they're going to play. You know how they're going to sell. Liverpool. You know what's
going to happen. It's depressing how young that manager is.
That is sickening, man.
John, you had a.
I don't want to Barney.
You don't.
I just want to leave it. I'm just really upset how unupset everyone was on the tram. We were just laughing and giggling. And I was fuming. So, I just want to leave it.
No, that's fair. No, that's totally fair.
I'm afraid so.
Can I just ask? Do you think this is changeable? This is. Are we getting out of this?
No.
Is Eric getting out of this?
Well, sorry. That's the same manager who lost 7-0 at Anfield. Yeah, so this means nothing. It means nothing. He'll survive this. If he can survive some of the disasters we had this year, this is just a game too early in the season that we didn't need. So, yeah, he'll survive this and we'll carry on.
You're like this. Albert's got Premier League, they con you now two times a year. So they have the stickers and then they have the trading cards. So we got him a pack of trading cards. Under world class trading card listing, Scott McTominay, Ice, Mason Mount, and then not have super stoppers for goalies. Unana wasn't even in six choice. And then Rashford was listed under hypersonic. And I went, that's trade descriptions, isn't it? Right, Olympics end ceremony. Put it on. Seb Coe comes on. I get told off for saying, oh, you can fuck off too. I love Snoop Doggy Dog. Tom Cruise, part impressed with him abseiling down the top, and also thinking, he's such a knob, isn't he? Half impressed, half thinking, you are such an utter knob. And I did think, is there any sport in the next 4 years that I could muster enough of that to get in the medal contender?
No.
Is there any?
No, there isn't.
No. There's nothing.
I don't think you need to worry about that.
No, I just thought, could I?
Bag carrying.
And the hate of the week is just this morning that you usually have on TV. They had, the adverts, ring this number and you can win 11,000 for a word puzzle. And it was obviously so easy to spot. the call, if you carried on right to the end to stand the extra chance, was £7.20. £7.20 to stand a chance. I mean, how many people are entering? So that, you got to hate the week, John, apart from me flooding this.
That is what the world has turned into. But it's the suckers who phone in on that. It's horrendous.
I hate the week. Is
my hate of the week
is not necessarily Oasis, but partly Oasis, the Blue Cunts, but is the whole thing about these gigs. One, it's the pricing is ridiculous. Like every other place other than Manchester, there is a cheaper option. 70 quid is still a lot of money, but that is a cheaper option. Manchester, the only price is 150 quid. That is ridiculous. And I also hate,
I assumed it was in.
By the way, I didn't even try for tickets, because last time I saw him in 2009, they were shit anyway. Other hate week is Ticketmaster, because the people who were trying, they were putting the prices up from 150 quid, even higher, because they were in demand. Like, obviously they're going to be in demand. It's just
dynamic pricing.
It's bullshit.
I said to you, the Bruce Springsteen fanzine editor, who'd done it for 30 odd years, resigned and called the fanzine a day because they were complicit in it.
Yeah. It's, I just think, Wembley or Cardiff, wherever, there was the cheaper option, but in Manchester there was no cheaper option, and I think that's shitty from the band as it is, because they know that people are going to pay it, and I think that's bullshit. I think I don't know if there's anyone that I would be willing to pay that much to see. And my love of the week is Johnny Marr for telling Morrissey to fuck off when he wanted to get a reunion together, because the Smiths are arguably one of my favourite bands. And Morrissey's a twat.
I would have tried
to. I'm glad that Johnny Marr said to stop that. So. Rant over.
One last. Can I just say, your hate of the week is not buying an experienced striker a year ago, and fucking a year later, we're still having this chat.
Excellent. My hate of the week is, you know what? When you look at fencing in your back garden, and you've got those big concrete poles that keep the fences in, I fucking hate them, right? I've got a rogue one in the house that we bought. So I've been like, I was trying to dig it out, and I was like, oh.
It's not in your house.
Well, no, it's in the garden. Yeah. It's just rogue one in the garden. So I was trying to dig it out. 2 days of digging, it's barely moved. Barely moved. And it's, if anything, it's got more stuck than what it originally was. So I sexed little Wazza in our private chat, and I was like, I need smell.
Private chat?
Private chat, yeah, you know what I mean. We've all got private chats, you know. Grow up. So I've been going at it with a mallet to break it up. I've spent 3 days, and it's just not going anywhere. If people can give me a sensible way of getting rid of a pole, which my wife now, by the way, has dubbed Poley, by the way, he's not friends with Baggy, no, because we don't like Poley, we like Baggy, we don't like Poley.
Who out of this table went to a Japanese themed party last night?
About that as well.
So middle class.
He said I love the picture wearing, what they called, what is?
Kimono.
I like the way that was. It just went.
That was such a swing.
Was it just went? Lift the fencing panel up on your own. And Nick's been trying to get it a centimetre off for 4 days. Hello, Mark. Quick, brief description. How do you feel?
I feel alright. What do we expect? Just where we are, aren't we? I think bad managerial decisions. Like I said before the game, Maguire should play. I didn't mean Ludge. And then to continue to pursue the Rashford thing, just a bit boring, isn't it? Really, just we know where he is. He's not interested. Whatever's going on there is not going to change. So
why
play him? But why not take him off either? I mean, I thought Garnacho was awful. But yeah. No, I don't think anyone on the pitch was worse than Rashford.
Does it give you that Eric?
Not really, because I think until you get like the midfield is knackered, isn't it? Like, it's a lot of pressure on this lad from Uruguay, but
yeah.
But if you get Shaw back in the team, you get you guys see the team, you get Hoyland in the team, which by all accounts, they're all fit for Southampton, according to reports. We're a very different team, so
we've got to win it,
Southampton. Yeah, we have. But you know, I just think looking at that and then. But I think the only thing I would say about Ten Hag is if you keep pursuing the same tactics where you're basically endorsing a player that's renownedly panned by all pundits and fans, you have to sit and have a little look at yourself and go, right, what am I seeing? Because nobody else has seen it, and he was awful today. Like, as bad as ever. Like, I'd put that in like, as bad as
the scary. He was actually trying to. It wasn't like he was seeing his ass. He was actually.
But I've never thought it was an effort. Like, it appears an effort, but I just think his head's gone somewhere. Like, he needs to find out whatever it is. It's a bit of a Dele Alli, isn't it? It's the same situation. I think there's obviously something deep underneath that's cool.
I get the Rome's not built in a day, and that's a bit of perspective that because I'm a bit in ranting mode. But I don't think Eric gets carried along with this with many more like this, because it's not this season. It's not like this happened this season.
No,
this happened last season.
It'd be interesting with the board doing as
well. Palace away's a big one.
Yeah.
He's got a... Well, there's a photo, and Nick said, of Sajid. Nothing would surprise it. They're brutal business.
It was a bad start for us. I think Brighton were historically terrible. Yeah. Liverpool have the middle of us every time. So I think the next 3-4 games are absolutely crucial. Like, if you take about 5 points from the next 4, I can't see him lasting much longer. And I think the difference is now is yes. Ugarte is not a 10 out signing. I mean, anyone with eyes could see we need that sort of player. That is an Aston signing, if ever you've seen one. There's no way Ten Hag's going, oh, that's the player I want. He just said,
you can't concede two goals like last week and today that bad at the back. You've got a hate of the week.
I've had a nice day out. Like, I mean, it's hard work sitting next to Dad with the current.
I'm not even going to shove this in his face. Can I just say one last thing, lads? This is both a positive. I'm going to end it now. I'm not going to ask you, Paul, because
positives and negatives.
But this is a positive and a hate. We thought 2010 and 11 was Fergie. You know, we won the sliders, we won the down. Do you know that season we only won 5 away games? That won the title in 2010-11. We drew 10 away and we lost 4, but we won 18 home games and we only drew 1, West Brom, 2 all October. We won 5 out of the 6 Champions League aways, including the 2-0 Schalke. And we didn't lose 1 Champions League game out of the 12. And then obviously the final that we missed the opportunity at Rome. Berbatov's 20 league goals, then Hernandez 13, Rooney 11, with injuries. It just made me think, you know, people are saying this is the decline. Oh, what? It says a positive and a negative because, it was so recent. It's recency bias. But that is. But I. We should be Manchester United, chess out, and I'm tired of us withering and, you know, wimping out of stuff. I'm tired of it. You can go down fighting, and I know the game's changed, but the 1980s, we put in so much more than I've seen in the last 5 years against Liverpool. I'd say in my lifetime, some of the worst performances we've ever had against Liverpool have happened. And where's it stop it? So, you know, on this fixture alone, international break. But how bad is it that there'll be some people going, I'm glad of the international break fucking in September.
After 3 games.
3 games. Really? Shocking. Shocking. It's not funny, Nick. It's not, though.
If you can't laugh, then laugh.
I don't want to cry in September, the fucking time.
It's fine.
Look, give us a positive.
The positive is you win your next 35 league games, we'll win the league. So quit your fucking whining.
Positive. This is the first time we've been in the Pev for a few months. That's nice. Footballing wise.
That is a positive.
Footballing wise. I don't think there is a positive.
The Leeds tackle.
Will we beat last season's goal tally, which was appalling? 2-3. You know, that's just... Anyway.
You have to if you sound a striker.
I'm not titling this fucker Deja Vu, because I think I've titled this podcast Deja Vu about 5 times.
It'd be ironic if you did just keep calling it Deja Vu.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Alright. Cheers everyone. Please support the Mag, because when that rain hit, a lot of you might have been in the pub or whatever, but I just thought Nick and Nathan doing it for a couple of beers, please. Anyway, take care everyone. Let's hope, alright? Shit day though, shit day. Shit fucking day.
But we're having a fun time now.
So, are we though?
Let's have a fun time.